You're listening to Coffee with Innovate Finance, where we speak with experts from the industry on the changing face of financial services and the future of fintech and financial innovation. I am Rashi Pandey, Associate Director of Membership and Growth, and I'm very pleased to be joined by James Hill, who's the CEO at Flexis Solutions. We are diving into the world of innovative debt management products, and Flexis Solutions are the pioneers behind Control Plus, a state-of-the-art debt management platform that's revolutionizing collections operations. And we look forward to James sharing insights into how Control Plus is reshaping debt management strategies for enterprise organizations. So thank you so much for joining me today, James.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here, Rashi.
So can you give us a bit of background on what your personal career journey is?
Of course, yeah. So casting my mind back way back when. So after leaving university, I qualified as a barrister. I found myself then a bit of a tangent moving into the world of ed tech. And before joining Flexis, I was running a large global PS organization for a SaaS technology company. And I joined Flexis in January 2002 as COO, and I moved into the role of CEO in September last year. And I can't quite believe how quickly the past 2 years have gone, but it's been an absolute privilege to lead Flexis through this phase of our growth journey.
Well, I was going to say congratulations on that. And, you know, for our listeners, obviously, who don't know who Flexis are and the solutions you guys provide, can you just give us, you know, a brief overview of, you know, how you guys came about and how would you describe what Flexis does?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So Flexis provides next generation enterprise SaaS end-to-end debt management and collections products. So we've developed market leading cloud native products, which provide a digital first experience for customers and clients across the utilities, banking, financial services and retail sectors. And we now have over 3 million users, and our clients are managing in excess of £12 billion worth of debt on our products.
Those are some big numbers in a very short amount of time. So clearly you guys have done really well on that front. And, you know, in the intro, obviously I mentioned Control Plus. So can you provide an overview of Control Plus and how it is reshaping the landscape of debt management, collection and recovery? And why is it so important?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, our focus ultimately is providing products which digitize and automate collections and recoveries process for enterprise organizations. And we wrap it all up in something we call intelligent debt resolution. So we have two products, Control Plus Digital and Control Plus Collections. Control Plus Digital enables organizations to quickly implement a digital self-service solution for their customers, putting the control back into their customers' hands. And Control Plus Collections provides organizations with an end-to-end collections product, which includes digital self-service on a single platform. There's no add-ons, there's no bolt-ons, there's no third-party products. And all of our products are hyper-configurable, truly cloud-native, event-based, and provide both customers and clients with the same functionality on a single platform. And I guess, what does that mean for clients? Well, ultimately, from their perspective, it means they can optimize their operations, enhance user and customer experience, and most importantly, deliver better customer outcomes.
I love that you said deliver better customer outcomes, because I think that is why fintechs are there, right? And, you know, talking about traditional debt management systems, what sets Control Plus apart and how does it address the challenges faced by enterprises?
No, absolutely. So, I mean, I think the starting point is probably what the challenges and the problems are that enterprise organizations face. So I think when you look across the tech landscape, legacy technology, as everyone knows, is very costly. It's very labor intensive, often lacks scalability, digital channels, has security vulnerabilities. And ultimately, at the heart of it, you've got quite an antiquated customer experience, which leads to poor engagement. It's inflexible, so it's difficult and slow to integrate and adapt and expand. And it often leads to lots of silo technology. And ultimately, all of those problems lead to fragmented data, inconsistent processes, poor user and customer experience, and slow to change. And I think from my perspective, in 2023, if you're an enterprise organization and you're not offering your customers a 24/7 digital self-service experience, then you're probably not meeting their expectations. You know, I definitely have made choices over who I bank with, who I get my mortgage from, who I get my energy from, just really based on the service that they can provide to me. And so what Control Plus does is provide the whole end-to-end in a digital-first way. So by being truly cloud native and born in the cloud, we have limitless flexibility and scalability. We're built on cutting edge architecture, which is flexible, extensible, robust, and easy to integrate. And we give our clients and our customers the single platform to work on. So it means that you have consistency of data, outcomes, and results. Everything happens in real time, which means that you have consistency of outcomes, whether a customer is engaging via self-service at 2 a.m. on a Sunday night, or whether they're calling in to speak to an agent, you know, on a weekday. And it's fast, it's agile, it's adaptable, which means that our clients can configure, change, and test new strategies and adopt to ever-changing customer needs and regulatory requirements.
I love how you said, you know, it's limitless in terms of what you guys can achieve because you're digital and cloud native. And I think that would resonate a lot with our fintech peers. And how does Control Plus, you know, contribute to intelligent debt resolution? You know, how do you ensure positive outcomes for both businesses and customers, especially because you said, right, we choose our providers depending on the kind of services they provide?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think from a business perspective, there's probably five key things, which ultimately, you know, visibility of data is so important to businesses and business leaders, because ultimately data informs your right strategies and the actions you need to take. I think then by looking at how digitizing and automating your processes can deliver efficiencies, which help you fuel growth within an organization. Ultimately, if you can recover debt in a more efficient way, you've got an improved financial position, which ultimately means you can help your customers and offer better outcomes. And having the ability to rapidly adapt and change means that they can meet those sort of changing regulatory requirements. And fundamentally, you know, testing, deploying and validating new strategies and risk profiles helps inform business strategy. From a customer perspective, you know, there's four key things. And we talked a bit about digital self-service, but 24/7 digital self-service means that a customer can engage without picking the phone and when they want. You know, there's nothing worse when I read things and look at things online. It says, you know, if you're struggling and you need to speak to us, then feel free to call us anytime, as long as it's between 9 and 5, Monday to Friday, right? And you want to wait on hold for a long time. You know, and if you're a customer and you're worried about debt or your financial situation, and you just want to understand what's available to you, what options are available, then a self-service platform enables the customers to see that in real time. And our clients can show them those things. So it might be a payment holiday, it might be a short-term repayment plan, it might be a long-term repayment plan. But fundamentally, customers don't have to speak to someone and talk through what might be a really difficult situation. But they can provide the information on their own terms. And ultimately, we know that by engaging customers earlier, it provides the opportunity to deliver much better outcomes.
You know, as a customer of obviously a lot of products and services, and especially in the financial services space, I can definitely say sometimes we just want very quick answers, right? We don't want to be on hold for 40 minutes. I'm just like in and out. So that's really, really great to see what you guys are doing there. So, you know, coming back to the digital first approach that we spoke about, in what ways does the digital first approach, you know, of Control Plus enhance operational efficiency and working capital optimization?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So from an operational efficiency perspective, digitizing and automating means that customers can self-serve, which in turn means inbound calls are reduced. Agent time can be spent dealing with vulnerable customers and those who really need to speak to someone about their situation. I think often you hear, and we hear it from leaders in collections teams and organizations, that there's the sort of dichotomy between customer services and collections, where customer services might want to sort of push away inbound calls. Collections teams really want to speak to people who need the help and support and advice and guidance. And so by digitizing and automating and offering that self-service route, you see things like call abandonment rates dropping. You get a better customer experience, which reduces inbound complaints. You get efficiency gains, which means that organizations can grow. So that might be they can increase lending, or they can simply serve more customers without scaling headcount. They get data in one place because they've got well-integrated complementary systems and a single view, really strong audit capabilities, which is obviously great and critical from an FCA perspective. And the decisioning tooling means that all customers get treated fairly and equally in the same way, regardless of whether they self-serve or call in and speak to an agent. And from a working capital perspective, I mean, really simply, by improving collection processes and collecting payments faster, they can reduce bad debt. Organizations can engage earlier, which provides them with the ability to provide appropriate remedies at the earliest possible opportunity. And for one of our clients, that ability meant that they brought forward 3 to 5 million of cash in improving their working capital position.
That's amazing to hear. And we spoke about like that limitless bit. That's so I'm going to come back to that a little. And your tagline is rapid change at your fingertips. And I know you've mentioned it, how you are doing it, but if we dive a little deeper, how do you really provide the flexibility and adaptability for organizations, especially in this constantly changing environment?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So as I said, we're sort of born in the cloud. We're deployed on cutting edge architecture, which means that we can continuously deploy to our clients. We can provide them with low code tools, which means they can change and configure Control Plus. And ultimately, that means that because businesses are constantly changing and shifting and adapting their approaches to customer engagement, risk management, operational processes, what they need is technology that reflects all of that. So they need products which enables them to be able to implement those changes quickly. They don't want to wait for upgrades, long release cycles. And fundamentally, we have to empower our clients to serve their customers. That's the absolute key for me.
I love that. And if I could ask you to share any case studies or examples of organizations, that would be great, just to understand all of the organizations experiencing rapid and these positive changes through the adoption of your solution.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we've got clients now across, as I said, financial services, utilities, and we've got B2B and B2C use cases within our clients. And some of the things they've seen is, simple levels reduction in customer complaints because they're able to offer a better service to their customers. We had one client who's recovered over 30 million just by implementing digital customer journeys. We've seen call abandonment rates that have fallen from 30% to 2%. Inbound contact center calls per day from 1600 to 400, over 30% of digital engagement, which occurs outside of opening hours. NPS scores are plus 72 for payment deferral journeys during COVID, which is great in a collection cycle to get such amazing NPS. Digital self-service journeys, which ultimately have processed a volume of customer requests equivalent to an additional 20 to 30 FTEs in one customer alone.
Those are some hard-hitting numbers. So well done to you guys. And what role does collaboration play in the ongoing success and development of your products?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I really am a firm believer that you shouldn't just innovate for the sake of innovation, that you should innovate because it has an actual tangible outcome. And there are some truly incredible fintech organizations which are doing some great things across this space. And we're always looking at how we can provide our clients with the ability to benefit from that true ecosystem approach. From a product perspective, we provide our clients with core integrations to payment providers and comms providers, which means that they can onboard faster. And if you take a specific area like core banking, right? So it's an area that's had this whole revolution in technology. And now we have partnerships with organizations like Thought Machine and Pismo and Sascada and Mambu. And we've built integration accelerators from our product to their products, which means that our clients can adopt true real-time cloud technology, which really does work seamlessly together. Looking beyond technology, we're an Accenture ecosystem partner, which means that if our clients are going on, full-scale business transformation goals, we can support them on those as well.
Wow. So you guys are working with the entire fintech ecosystem, which is absolutely amazing to see. Oh my God. Well done, you guys. And James, this has been great. It was wonderful learning more about you guys, what you guys are doing at Flexa Solutions. I remember when you guys had joined as a member, and it's amazing to see you guys grow and expand so quickly. But before I let you go, on that very last note, how does Flexa contribute to the success of its clients? And what are the benefits of being part of this community?
No, absolutely. And I think I'm always very cognizant of the fact that, we're a fintech organization and we're a software provider. So everything we do as an organization has to have our clients and their customers at the center of our decisions. We promote a client community whereby they can openly discuss how they're tackling challenging issues and provide us with product feedback, suggestions for enhancements of how we can help them. And you know, we fundamentally have to listen to our clients. We have to understand the changes and identify opportunities to enhance our products and constantly look for ways to improve. And you know, personally, I'm a big believer that our role is not to tell our clients how to do their jobs, but it's to provide them with the ability to rapidly adapt and change and to give them the tools they need to digitize and automate operations. And our success as a business ultimately is measured by our clients' success and their ability to provide their customers with better outcomes.
I love that. It's equipping them with what they need and you being the supporting partner. Perfect. Thank you so much, James, for speaking with us today.
Perfect. It's been great. Thanks, Rashi.
I loved it. Yes. And more power to you and to your team at Flexus Solutions. And to our listeners, thank you so much once again for tuning into Coffee with Innovate Finance. Tune into episodes every Friday on Apple, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more on our events and programs. And as always, until next time, take very good care of yourselves.